Tonight, low 32, Thursday, mostly sunny, still cool, high 55.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and welcome back to another edition of The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. Anita, welcome back into the studio.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
Just to let you know, the phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255.
That's right, and we want people to call in because we have a dynamic show today. We have Wally Conway in the house.
Absolutely.
From Home Pro Inspections.
Been around for years and years and years.
Forever.
Right? Forever.
And the cool thing is he took off this year running. So he has been busy. So we're going to find out what's new with Wally Conway. And we have Karina in the house who is going to be telling us about a new place at Tamiya called Grand Living. And it is more than just a senior living. And
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Because, you know, you might need a new place. You were just mentioning a little bit earlier that you might need a place to stay.
In about 20 years. I'll,
20
I'll
years. I love it.
You wait that long, you won't be staying long.
Exactly. Whoa. But I am still under the weather, but I am feeling so much better. And I have Wally Conway today who's going to be helping me out. And which I'm excited about that. Thank you so much, Wally.
Always happy to be here with you.
Yes, you always come to the rescue for me.
Did you know we strategically placed you down there and Wally and I are over here?
I know. You guys have me in this cage.
Yeah, just breathe that way.
Yes, not contagious anymore, but I sound a lot worse than I really feel. And AJ, I bet you're happy you're behind the glass.
Yes, well, this is not exactly germ-proof, though. But it's fine. Glad you're here.
Well, we're glad you're here, too.
Feel better.
So, Wally, tell us what's new with Home Pro.
Well, things are exciting at Home Pro. This marks our 25th year.
No way.
Yeah, I have a lot to be grateful for. I truly do. 25 years, more than 35,000 houses and buildings we've been in around town. So we've got it dialed in, and just so grateful for all the great support we've got over these years.
Yes, and we want people to call in, so our number here is 904-222-8255. You can ask Wally Conway. Everybody in town knows Wally Conway.
I only want questions if they're hard questions. I want that question where a person says, oh, I've got this stain on my ceiling, and the roofer said it wasn't him, and the plumber said it wasn't him, and the air conditioning guy said it wasn't him. I want the question that they've already asked 10 times and gotten wrong answers.
There you go. And then we're going to hear lots more from Karina. And so dial in and ask those questions. So tell us what's new, Wally. What's going on with Home Pro?
Well, everything that's old is everything that's new. We continue to refine the process. And this year, we're continuing to layer great things in. And our one-liner for the year is this. Over 25 years, over 25,000 houses, over $25,000 in after inspection protection. And it's an interesting thing. Do you remember the Flintstones?
I do.
Do you know the name of the two people who were the Flintstones?
Wilma.
You see, a lot of people say Fred Wilma and Barney. And Fred. No, that was before. You can do that now. The Flintstones, there couldn't be Fred and Barney. It was Fred and Wilma. So imagine this. Fred and Wilma, they're there in Bedrock. You knew their town.
Yes.
They're in Bedrock. And they decided they wanted to buy a house. So they called a house inspector. And back in those times, the Flintstones, the home inspector showed up and he had a stone tablet and a chisel. And they had a torch. And they shined light on the wall from the torch. And they chiseled in the tablet the report and reported on what was visible. That's how it was when the Flintstones did it. And then a little bit later, there was like Abraham Lincoln. You remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember his wife? Mary Todd Lincoln.
Yeah.
So Mary Todd Lincoln and Abraham Lincoln, they were looking for a house, and they called a log cabin inspector. And this guy came out, was a little more advanced, came out with a kerosene lantern. And he had the kerosene lantern, and he shined light on the wall and reported on what was visible using a quill pen and a piece of paper.
If you tell me you did their home inspection.
No.
Okay.
No, he's trying to get to the point where he's got this state-of-the-art
X-ray
machine.
So a little bit later, there's this fellow in New Jersey, Thomas Edison. He and his wife wanted to buy a home in New Jersey, and they had flashlights, the home inspectors then. They had a flashlight, they shined light on the wall, and reported on what was visible, and they used a typewriter. The interesting thing for that is for several thousand years, there was no advancement in the technology used in home inspection. It was just visible light shined on the wall, reporting on what was visible. Now, my question is the scary stuff what's visible, or is the scary stuff and the expensive stuff the unknown or the invisible? It's the unknowns, the invisible. So we bring in state-of-the-art technologies, infrared cameras, like an MRI for your home, and we could see things using the technology that would otherwise be invisible. And as you know, that's how you discover what's good and what's bad. So people say, oh my gosh, if you bring advanced technology, you'll discover things that no one else would have known. That may be true. But the more important thing is, when there's nothing there scary or spooky or dangerous or expensive, we can truly affirm that it's all okay. Just like an MRI or another. I describe home inspections like going to the Mayo Clinic. We're like the Mayo Clinic of home inspections.
And so you guys truly are.
But by laying in that technology, you get that extra level of comfort. Yes, every now and then we find something that someone else wouldn't. That's actually a positive. The seller might say, gosh, I wish you hadn't done that. Or some lesser real estate agent say, oh, now I have a challenge. Well, yeah, you do. But the challenge is, how do we deal with objective disclosure? How do we deal with information so that we get that customer in the very, very, very best position? And here's what you know, Anita. All real estate is based on referral. And you only get referrals from happy people. People are not happy if they moved into the home and said, I'm happy, happy, happy. And days later, weeks later, months later, things continue to go wrong. Worst of all is if they could have been discovered. And then, even if it was something that couldn't have been discovered, you want to know that the warranty protections are in place to participate in solving the problem. It's just like, it's making it more better. So we have over $25,000 in after-inspection protection. So if something wasn't observable and it wasn't detectable and it breaks later, you still could get a check.
Now, you know, I hate to jump in because I'm outside of this circle of real estate and everything, but I've been around you for a long time. You know, there is one thing. Home Pro does continue to update the services. And people are talking around town about these infrared cameras where you can see through walls and tell people what they can't see just in a visual inspection. I assume that at some point in time, maybe in the future, because of your past, you might add a drone to do roof inspections.
Well, I'm so happy you asked that. We have the largest licensed commercial drone squadron in town. We've got 9 drones, 9 qualified inspectors. And as you know, you cannot fly a drone without a license for a commercial purpose. Everything related to real estate and drones, whether it's photography for glamour or photography like we're doing for technical detail, that's a commercial purpose that requires a license. There's actually real estate professionals in town who are referring and hiring unlicensed drone pilots. That's against the law. The other thing is, and you know this well, Bill, the FAA regulates where and when you can fly. So if your little child has their drone, they don't need a license. They can do what they do. But when you have a commercial license, you can fly in places that you could not otherwise fly in. So like over at Ortega, you're right there up against Naval Air Station Jacksonville. You can't fly a drone there unless you're a licensed commercial pilot. You can do all the things required to safely perform that function.
That's fantastic. We're going to hear more from Wally Conway. I'm excited about all this, and you need to call in to ask those questions at 904-222-8255. And I've got a hot deal, because if you list with me in the next 30 days, I am going to pay for the pre-listing inspection by Home Pro. And we're going to talk more about that when we get back.
Wow, that sounds like a great deal. Hey, you're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Anita's information on how to contact her when she's off the air will be coming to you right after this next break. Stick around, won't you?
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand, RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. Anita's got some guests in the studio. She's going to tell you all about them right now. Welcome back.
Yes, we have Wally Conway in the house from Home Pro Inspections, and we have Karina from Grand Living at Tamaya. We're excited to hear about Grand Living, and we've got somebody on the phone.
We do.
We have Miss Lisa.
You got Lisa on line one and two waiting. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Yeah, I wanted to just ask real quick about the size of the residences at Grand Living. I was kind of looking online, and I just wasn't sure if you could give me some details about the size of the residences there.
Sure. Hi, Lisa. So our residences range in size depending on the type of apartment you would be looking for. So we have everything from studio apartments to one-bedroom apartments to one-bedroom apartments with dens. We also have two-bedroom apartments and two-bedroom apartments with dens. So really, you're looking anywhere from about 450 square feet all the way up to around 1,200 square feet for the apartment. So we have 171 apartments total with about 34 different floor plans to choose from. So I would definitely recommend stopping by our information center, and we can show you the floor plans that we have and see which one would fit you best.
Oh, thank you. Where is that? I'm sorry. Where is the information center?
So the information center is located about just under a mile east of the actual community. The address for the information center is 13529 Beach Boulevard. And it's actually in Hodges Station. So if you're familiar with where the Tijuana Flats is on Beach Boulevard between Kernan and Hodges, it's in the same shopping center as Tijuana Flats. And there's a big sign that says Grand Living Information Center.
Thank you so much for your call, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
And we have...
You want to keep going?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
This is Matt, and he has a question regarding VA and repairs.
Fantastic. Hi, Matt. How are you? Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Isles.
Hello. Hi, I'm doing great. About a week or so ago, you had a gentleman on there that was talking. I caught the tail end of the conversation, though, that you can use your buy and fix up a house to live in. Use
yes.
VA for that. What, did I catch that correctly? I wasn't sure.
Yes. Yes. We do have a VA renovation loan.
Okay.
That you can get. And Loan Depot really are the people you want to contact for that. They specialize in that. And what I can do is afterwards, I can, after the show, I can give you a call and give you that gentleman's information. So that way you can contact him if you're interested in a VA renovation loan.
Sure. Those are awesome programs.
I may not be able to pick up, but I can give you my phone number, though. You can leave a message if you like.
All right, Matt, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you back on hold and send you back over to AJ, and he's going to record your information.
That'd be perfect.
All right.
Thank you so much,
Matt. Thank you so
much. I appreciate that. Yes, we had a great show last week, and one of them was talking about renovation loans, the 203K, as well as the VA loan. And a lot of people just don't realize that you can't purchase a home, fixer-upper, and get a VA renovation with it. And I had some clients do it, and it was so easy to do. And they ended up getting a new kitchen, new flooring, painted the whole interior of the house, and put on a new roof. And she has a beautiful home now.
You know, what's wonderful about it, too, sometimes a person finds a home that's almost perfect. It needs one more bathroom, or it doesn't need to be something that's broken. It could be something that just as an addition to make it better. One closing, one loan, one payment, and you purchase the home and then complete the renovation afterward. They're beautiful programs.
They are.
Involved in a lot of those.
Now, you guys are talking about the homes, but I'm talking about the outreach, because you see that gentleman, listened to your show, called a little bit of it last week, marked his calendar to call in this week, so you have a good holdover audience.
I love Matt. That's great. Love it, love it, love it. Now, as I was saying earlier, if people call me and I am going to pay for the pre-listing inspection, which we do, and I will list their property, that is a huge savings, is it not, Wally?
Well, the savings is one portion of it, and that's very gracious of you to care for your customers that much that if they list with you, you'll purchase the home inspection. But here's what's really important about it beyond the savings. The data supports, whether it's data from Zillow or the National Association of Realtors, that homes that are inspected at the time they go on the market sell for more money and in less time.
Correct.
More money, less time. So it's very self-serving on your part to know that you're giving this incredible service to the customer, and you're going to get it sold faster, and you're going to get it sold for more money. The data supports that. It's really interesting. And the reason that works so well is, in any negotiation, the person who brings information to the table is the person in control, even if it's derogatory. So let's imagine we did the home inspection. There's some things wrong in the home. Now you're saying to the person who may be wanting to buy it, this is a disclosure. It needs a new roof, and we have priced it at this particular price, recognizing so. Rather than pricing the home, and then the nice buyer, let's make believe it's Karina, she's the buyer, she brings in the home inspector and says, and I need a new roof, which lowers the price of the home.
So correct.
It's about being in control. And as the seller, if you decided you wanted to make repairs, you get to decide who and when. If you allow that to transfer to the buyer after there's a contract, now they're providing input for who and when. So everyone always makes more money. That is, the buyer is in a better place, the seller's in a better place, even the agent's in a better place when the inspection is done at the time of listing.
That's correct. And I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And just need to contact me, and we'll do a pre-listing inspection on your home and get it on the market. Now, Corrine, tell us about this Grand Living?
So Grand Living is a luxurious senior living community. We say located between the city and the sea because we truly are. We're not far from the beach, but we're also not far from downtown and all of the arts and culture that Jacksonville has to offer. So we are actually located at Kernan and Beach Boulevard, and it's an independent living, assisted living, and memory care community.
I probably need all three right now. But how does that work? So how much do they actually own? These are actually condominiums, correct? So you call them apartments.
They are apartments. These are apartments. So for our community, we want to make sure that the residents that come in, the seniors that join us, have money that they can spend to go traveling or to do trips with their children or really spend the money on the things that they want. So we don't have a large buy-in. We do a community fee when they join our community. And then depending on the size of the apartment that they choose, and that will really differentiate what their monthly rental amount will be. They do not own these. These are not ownerships. These are rentals. But that is better as you age because that gives you opportunities to be a snowbird and to travel and to do some other things around the community that you'd like to do without having to worry about cleaning your house, cooking your meals. If you have to drive there, we provide all of that. I have three restaurant venues inside the community that our residents have to choose from. So we have our cafe that's open for breakfast and lunch. We have a bistro that'll be open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's actually, I think, my favorite venue because it's a chef experience kitchen. You can actually watch the chef prepare your meals. And then we have a dinner venue, an evening venue as well. So it's very different way of seniors to live out their years.
Well, your community is beautiful. Your
Thank
community
you.
Is wonderful.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a question, though. You mentioned memory care and dementia. How does an adult child begin that conversation with a parent when I'm looking at my parents or grandparents and I'm thinking, you know, I'm a little bit concerned about mom. I'm a little bit concerned about dad. I think it's time to make a transition to a home where I know they'll be safe and I'll know they'll be well cared to. How do I begin that conversation with my parent or grandparent?
That's such a great question. So it truly is dependent on the unique situation that they're in. If it's a parent that, you know, we know that they need some additional assistance, but maybe not necessarily our Luminations or memory care neighborhood, but they might need some help picking up around the house. Maybe they're not cooking as often as they used to. That's a great conversation to have with us first, and then we can coach each individual person
Very nice.
Depending on the current situation that they're in. We really try and make sure that the conversations that we have are very specific to the people that we're working with.
Gotcha. And what about if both parents or grandparents are still living and one has a higher level of need than the other? Can we accommodate those differing needs?
Of course, of course. So the beautiful thing about the apartments that we have is residents can come in independently, and then if they did start needing some assistance, they do not have to move to a different apartment.
So you can transition the care
Correct.
Based on the need over time without disruption of the physical
That's
facility.
That's fantastic.
That's
Absolutely.
Beautiful. That's
and
really comforting.
Now we have a call. We have Andy on the line.
That is correct. Andy's on and has a question about, we're down to the end of this break. Andy, do me a favor. Hold on for a second. We're going to get to your question at
That's
the very
right.
top of the next segment. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. And we've got a spot for you. Wally Conway in the house today also. When we get back, we'll give you the information. I guess, actually, Anita, you got a few minutes, about 20 seconds left, if you can give the outlook.
Yes, and so they can reach me at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com.
Join us on the backside, won't you? We'll be right back.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate, all part of The Last Word on a Wednesday. Local radio, just like you love it, on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Colombia is barring over 200 people identified as having close ties to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from entering the neighboring Andean nation. Migration Director Christian Kruger said Wednesday the measure is part of a larger response by the regional bloc known as the Lima Group. Representatives from a dozen nations in the Americas that comprise the Lima Group are recognizing Juan Guaido as interim president, with the exception of Mexico. A spokesman for the Taliban says the insurgent group is not seeking a monopoly on power in a future administration in Afghanistan, but is looking for ways to coexist with Afghan institutions. Wednesday's remarks by Suhail Shaheen are the most conciliatory comments to date from the Islamic militant group. On Wall Street, the Dow by 435 points, the NASDAQ rose 155, the S&P advanced 41. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Single family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, aka retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, national radio host, self-made multimillionaire, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley. Del is sending his team out across the country. Meet them live in a city near you, one day only. Check the schedule and claim your seats at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Attend for free. Register at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at retireinfiveyearsorless.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing some delays because of police activity on the East Beltway 295 northbound before Alta Drive. Be careful there. Also, a multi-vehicle crash in the clearing stages on I-95 on the northbound ramp to I-10 near downtown, and another accident on I-95 on the southbound ramp to the exit at the MLK 20th Street Expressway. Partly cloudy with patchy frost after midnight tonight, low 32. Thursday, mostly sunny, still cool, high 55.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. Anita, you have a couple of callers on the line.
I do. Let's talk to Andy. He's been patiently waiting.
Okay, Andy, you're on the line with Anita.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, good afternoon. But I have some elderly relatives who have been identified. One of them is in need of Alzheimer's care. The other one is rather vibrant. And the question that I have is, can I accommodate both at the same time in the same facility, the same room, the same apartment?
So thank you for asking that question. That's a great question, and we hear that very often. What we usually recommend is a conversation, probably offline, where we could talk a little bit more in depth about the type of care that is needed for your relative that has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. With our memory care community, we do a very specific type of programming in Luminations for a memory care residents. And typically when we have a spouse involved, we do offer for the spouse to be able to stay in the same apartment, and we have a one-bedroom apartment in Luminations that would accommodate a spouse, both spouses, and then the other spouse would be able to enjoy the amenities of the independent living and assisted living community as well. Now, if we see that the situation probably would benefit from them having separate apartments where one spouse can come into memory care often or bring them to other programs and independent living and assisted living, we can absolutely accommodate that as well. So it really is a case by case, and we want to make sure that we're very careful with how we have these conversations, and we want them to know that they're always going to be able to stay together regardless of where they live.
Correct.
What kind of social activities would you have for the non-memory care person?
That's also a great question. So at Grand Living, we love to celebrate the arts and culture of the community. So we have a 200-seat performance theater inside the community, and we'll be working with various local artists from the area, different performers that come in that play the piano. We have two grand pianos in the community. And then we also have a Bravo program where we celebrate the residents that come to us that play music, that play instruments, that sing. And we want to make sure that we're celebrating the arts and culture of the local area. In addition to that, we have a wonderful Facets director who creates programs based on the residents that we have and what their likes and interests are. So if we have people that want to do a walking club or a biking club, we'll start those. We'll always have a book club as part of our library. We do different activities like Bunko or Canasta or bridge clubs. So it's very dependent on the residents that move
fish.
In. Fishing is a big one, too, and yeah. We're partnering with some of the country clubs in the area to make sure that, you know, we have some boating available.
So there's a lot of excursions that go on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a shuttle and a Lincoln Town Car to help bring our residents around Jacksonville and try the different restaurants in the area and different local fun places to visit.
And Anita, we have Maria on the line.
Hi, Maria. Thank you for calling in at Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I am a new person to Grand Living. I just signed up today, and they are a wonderful group of people that instructed me and answered my questions and provided so much information. I got so excited, and I just can't wait for them to open. And me and my cat, Cassandra, are going to go there.
You have so many people smiling in this studio right now. There are hearts that are just breaking in here right now.
That's fantastic, Maria. We're so grateful that you called in to share that. That was really nice.
That makes it all worth it for it, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Maria is wonderful. I actually left her house and came here. She's going to be just such an amazing part of our community, and we're so excited to get her involved in our social clubs and all of the great things we'll be doing there.
And she gets to bring her fur baby with her.
She does, and Cassandra is beautiful. I was loving on her when I was over there and playing with her, and obviously we're pet-friendly, and we have a great little paw spa in the community as well. So
you also go to people's homes to talk to them about this program.
Oh, of course, of course. And that's one of the bigger things that we do, because we want them to feel comfortable and be able to feel like they can share what's going on in their lives. And we also want to help them, because sometimes downsizing can be hard, and a lot of our residents are going from larger homes to, you know, we talked about 1,200 square feet. So it's selecting those items that we know are very important to them and making sure that those items transition to their apartments and helping them through the entire process.
There's a lot involved.
Yes. Yes, there is. There's a lot involved, from all the way from having a conversation with an adult child to having a conversation with someone who's considering senior living, and everything in between of the packing and selecting items and choosing what apartment you're going to live in and what type of view you want, and if you want to overlook the pool or if you want to overlook the fountain courtyard. And it's really exciting time for seniors to come in and Absolutely. Love Maria. I'm so happy she called in. That's so wonderful.
That was really sweet. That was really sweet. And you can get a hold of Karina. I just want to mention, too, and repeat her address there on Beach Boulevard. I don't have your address on Beach on here. So
the information center is at 13529 Beach Boulevard. It's in Hodges Station between Kernan and Hodges. And we're actually offering tours right now of some of our model apartments on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So we encourage people to call the information center at 410-8500, and we'll be able to schedule a time for them to come and take a tour and see what some of our models look like.
That phone number again is 904-410-8500. And that your office is right across from Walmart.
Yes, it is.
It's right across from Walmart on Beach Boulevard, almost at Hodges. And where Tortilla Flats is.
Yes, Tijuana Flats. And there's a Rita's and an iLab in there.
I know Rita's.
Yes. Yes, most people, I love Rita's. So I know Rita's too.
My dog loves going to Rita's.
Oh.
They give them a little bit of ice cream and he just loves going over there as well. So you're in that center. And I encourage people to go over there and stop by. What are your hours there?
So we're usually there from about 8 in the morning until 5 or 6 in the afternoon. We do have a lot of people that walk in, so we would love for you to call and let us know you're on your way so we can make sure someone's available to sit down and meet with you. But if you are in the area and want to stop by, we'd be happy to have you come over and meet our team and our executive chef and our facets director. They're really just wonderful people that are excited to open a beautiful new senior living community in Jacksonville.
And if you want to know the cost to all of this, it all varies. So it's very important for you to stop by and to call Karina to get an insight and get a tour. And so that way you can find out the cost and everything else that's involved in participating at Grand Living.
Yes. The cost does vary based on the apartment, and then and it depends on the location of the apartment too and what type of view you're looking for. Again, it's 171 apartments, but we are currently accepting reservations. So if it is something that you're thinking of, I do encourage people to call now so you still have some options of, you know, really where you want to be located in the community, since we are reserving fairly rapidly at this point.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Now, Wally,
yes,
tell me,
ma'am,
something I don't know.
Tell you something you don't know.
About some of your new adventures this year. You're also helping realtors out.
Well, we've been deeply, deeply involved in real estate training for real estate professionals. This past week, I was down in Orlando. I'm the only home inspector in the whole state on the faculty of Florida Realtors, and as well as on several other companies. And it's really been joyous. You know, home buying, home selling is a very stressful time for a lot of folks. And it's also stressful for the real estate professionals. And having been in 35,000 transactions and essentially built the business on training agents, training buyers, training sellers, get everybody comfortable, we've discovered we can make a lot of people happy in the education process so that nothing is a surprise. And, you know, buyers and sellers, they get surprised sometimes. But agents, if they're not experienced and they're not educated, they get surprised too.
Absolutely.
And things go to doo-doo in a big hurry when there's suddenly not an adult in the room who's comfortable with what's happening.
That's so
true. We work real hard on that education process. That's what earlier today we trained another 28 agents in the Client Protection Expert program, which really gives a buyer the comfort that they're dealing with a person who can get them not only sold but protected after the sale.
That's true. And you still have time to call in at 904-222-8255. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I appreciate you guys being a little patient with my voice. I am feeling better this week. And I know by next week I'm going to be at 100%. So stay with us. It's your turn, Bill.
Thanks. This segment is called The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. More of Anita Hiles when we return. Join us on the backside, won't you?
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Good afternoon,
oh,
Jackson.
You're there.
I'm here. I never miss a cue. Good afternoon, Jackson. Well, welcome to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. We're having a lot of fun in the studio today.
We are. And I'm still under the weather a little bit, but I am feeling much better this week. So I appreciate everybody's patience out there. And I'm so grateful that Wally Conway came in.
You sound like Demi Moore today.
Oh, is that better? Is it sexier or what?
Somebody would have said you have a smoky voice today. She has a smoky voice today.
Demi Moore.
I love it.
Wow, we got guests all over the place. And I thought Wally was on America's Got Talent. So
I'm surprised he's not there as well.
Right.
Well, I am so glad to be here with Wally Conway and with Karina from Grand Living. And I am offering a big offer out there if they list with me. The next 30 days, I will pay for their pre-listing inspection with Home Pro, and which is a great deal. But it's
is it okay if I share that? You know, I have a little bit of reach around town.
You do.
Can I share it with 5 people?
Yes.
Can I share it with 10 people?
Of course.
What if I send you 100 people that want to list their home? Will you, in fact, pay for the pre-listing inspection for every single one of them?
Of course, I will.
No exceptions. No qualifying.
Well, there's no qualifying.
I'm just saying, this is a wonderfully gracious thing you're doing. I'm very grateful. And you know, I think by us doing this together, Anita, I will be able, when it's time, to transition over to Grand Living.
Yes, there you go.
This little thing we're doing together, these pre-listing inspections, when you
list with Anita. We could probably both end up there.
Wait a minute, where's my cut? How do I get in on that?
You don't.
Well, that's a great concept.
Well, we already talked about Wally's long-term care insurance. So he's covered, so he can pay for you to come and join us.
Yeah. You're too young.
Oh, thank you. You do know Wally has the first and second dollar he ever made, right? Just letting you know.
And a big stack in between those two. Whoa.
I love it.
You know, speaking of money and long-term care, though, it's important that before you need it, I've had these conversations, which is why I was asking you those questions. I've had them for myself personally. I'm 63 and have had long-term care insurance since I was 50. But I'm also the medical surrogate and a few other odds and ends for my dear old Aunt Dottie, who's in New Jersey. And we've had these conversations, and we're totally prepared for that transition time. And once a year, I fly to New Jersey specifically for that conversation. And we talk about, is this year the year? We have the place all picked out. She has two girlfriends who've already made the transition. And she and I, my Aunt Dottie, my wife, and the girlfriends, we go to dinner and have that conversation collectively to decide, are you staying in your home or is it time to go? And if you wait too long to have those conversations, you know this better than I, it's really difficult.
Very difficult.
But if you have that conversation early, when it's not a need.
Right. Well, and if you wait too long, easy. That conversation can change too.
Correct.
Of what needs to happen. I love that you did it early for yourself and for your family, because it's so important to acknowledge the long-term care piece of things and the coverage that you have for assisted living and for memory care communities if you have a long-term care policy. Or as veterans, we were talking about that earlier, there's also a benefit for veterans to move into an assisted living community that they cover part of that as
Correct.
A benefit.
I got that going for me too. I would encourage adult children to schedule an appointment to sit and speak with you to understand the conversations. And it may be now's not really the time to make the transition. There's no need. There's no desire. What are the economic ramifications? And you can remove all that fear with a conversation and understanding. And I know you've done this for more than a decade. You're passionate about it. You're knowledgeable about it. And it's not a scary conversation when you're having a conversation with a person you're comfortable with and can trust. So I really encourage people to reach out.
Thank you for that. And the more education we can bring to families, the better. And that's why I say it really is based on the unique situation that each family is in, because it's so important to understand what their future plans are and really where as adult children they're looking at being. And we talk to a lot of adult children that are transitioning to Florida themselves and want to move a parent with them, but they're not sure how to have that conversation either.
Sure.
I mean, who doesn't want to move to Florida? It's beautiful and it's warm here.
Especially if you live in Chicago.
Except
for today.
I've been involved in a lot of these over the years, a large number, where adult children have a home, mom or dad have a home, and it's time to make a transition to a place much like your own at Grand Living. And it involved, there's a lot of moving parts. Sometimes we're selling one home and renting the other, or selling both homes and everyone's downsizing, and having those early with a trusted real estate professional so you can figure out, where am I with the real estate assets that I have? What are my options? When do I need to begin that planning? And then having the end in mind, meaning who is making the transition when into Grand Living, it gets really easy and it gets affordable and it gets manageable when there's an understanding of how all those moving parts put together, who's got what benefit, who was a veteran, who was married to who, and all of a sudden you're like, by gracious, we're all in a better place and we got more money than when we started.
Absolutely. And a lot of times with adult children, we deal with a lot of guilt. So the adult children are guilty about, well, I promise mom she can move in with me, when we have just this beautiful community that they can have their own independence. They can come and go as they please. They can do so much there. They can go visit their children if they wanted to.
I've had that conversation. And the flip side of the adult child having guilt is the parent or grandparent feeling like a burden. So you have two people that love each other. One is feeling guilty because they're not able to do it. Another is feeling burdensome because they need care. And that's why conversations with you fix that. And it's deciding which family member makes that initial approach and go, oh, I'm comfortable. Now I know how to approach old granddad Bill over there. And
you know, I'm sitting here quietly. I'm not even bothering you. And you throw me under the bus.
This is a passion place for me. I've done these things.
Come on down to Florida.
I've done them professionally in the capacity of being a home inspector and being in the middle of those things. I've done them in real estate, and I've done them with family members. And the reason I'm comfortable having these conversations out loud with you is when I've first had them, I was guided by someone like yourself who has had these conversations
many, many, many times.
Hundreds or thousands of times. And it's not to say it everyone isn't special and unique. They are. But when you've got a background of decades of experience doing it, you have a level of comfort with the conversation, so you can share that comfort to get me comfortable and Anita comfortable, Bill comfortable, and others. So
Miss Anita, do you have time for a little heat here on this cold day?
Yes, I do. It is time for our hot properties. We got some great deals here at Realty Executive Oceanside. Two in particular, because I am the listing agent on these, and I would love to get them moved off of my plate. We have a home at 628 Pontevedra Boulevard. I showed it today to a lovely couple earlier today. And it is on Pontevedra Boulevard. It's right next to the Bonavita Inn and Spa.
Ooh.
It is $495,000. And it is a three-bedroom, fully renovated, two-bathroom, and it comes furnished.
$495,000 on Pontevedra Boulevard?
It is a deal. It is.
I didn't think the dirt was that cheap on Pontevedra Boulevard.
Well, I am selling this dirt pretty cheap, and it is an awesome place, fully renovated, and you can walk across the street to the beach, and there's different clubs you can join right there in the area.
I was moving to Grand Living until you told me about that.
I know, and it's on the first floor, no steps.
Now, isn't that the kind of place where you buy it today and it's already worth more tomorrow?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It can only go up in Pontevedra. And we have another one at 12423 North Forest Lake Circle. And this is in the area of Kernan, north of Atlantic Boulevard. It is a very nice condominium for only $159,900. It is such a great deal. It is 1,557 square feet, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, with a garage. So it's awesome. I know it's hard to find condominiums with a garage. It's not a townhouse. So you need to call me. You can always find me at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And you want to list with me in the next 30 days because I will purchase your pre-home inspection with Home Pro and Wally Conway. And
wow.
Thank you so much, Karina, for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having
yes.
me. This is wonderful.
We've learned a lot about Grand Living.
So today was the last word. The last word in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. She'll be back here again next Wednesday. Tune in, same time, same channel.